Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone. This is Laurie Beth Jones on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And tonight I am so excited that we have Jackie Salome with us, and she is our resident expert on coaching with the elements. And I just have to say, I've known Jackie for 7 years, and whenever I'm in a room with her, she's very quiet and deep, and I look around and know that no matter who is in the room, her IQ is probably higher than all of us combined. So the fact that she wrote this book really for us is just a real testament to a friendship and also a deep love of coaching and the elements. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, Laurie. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, we just have a very brief show tonight, 15 minutes, was how in the world did you get persuaded to write a book about coaching with the elements?
That task actually evolved out of a discussion that I was involved in during my training in the basics of coaching. And in that course, we were exposed to the competencies required by the International Coaching Federation in order to gain their certification. And as I reviewed the competencies and trying to figure out, you know, how they develop and how you develop them within yourself, one of the aspects of that discussion included understanding your client and understanding the very different kinds of clients that you might have, just even if you picked a certain niche or a certain group you wanted to speak to, within that group would be probably all of the elements represented. And how would you shape your coaching to suit each one of those?
Well,
so I started looking at how the PEP profile could provide us insights into the motivations and values of different clients and how we might think about those competencies. Because the competencies are important in every coaching relationship, but they're important to different elements for different reasons.
Oh, that is so well said.
Right.
And as I read through this list, I would like our listeners to think about how these competencies really apply to any situation, in
mm-hmm.
a corporation, in a marriage, in a family. If you can master these, you will have your relationship skills pretty well developed, I would think. And before the show, I asked Jackie if she would let me read the competencies so I would sound really smart. So the International Coaching Federation, they all got together and agreed on these 11 competencies, and I've just, in my wind fashion, have summarized them to one or two bullet point words just because of the brevity of the show, but I'm going to give the overview to the listeners, and then Jackie, you and I will kind of home in on certain ones that we want to talk about. So one is establishing the foundation. Two is coming to an agreement. Three is co-creating a relationship of trust and intimacy as a coach. Four is presence, establishing a coaching presence. Five is communicating effectively, especially using active listening. Six is powerful questioning. Seven is direct communication with the client. Eight is creating awareness for the client of their ability to change and move. Number nine is designing actions for and with the client. Number 10 is planning and goal setting. And number 11 is managing progress and accountability. So, Jackie, let's just dive in here. And, for example, you and I before the show had talked about presence. And
mm-hmm.
when I asked what presence means, it means the ability to really stay focused and fully aware and dedicated to the person in front of you or on the phone that you are coaching. It's self-management, regardless of the emotions you may be feeling, which is kind of my understanding of what you shared.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive in here and talk about, first, the elements. There are four basic elements of earth, water, wind, and fire, which means there are 16 possible combinations. And fusion becomes the element that is moderate in all of them. So there's 16 possible combinations, and you talk about each one of them in the book. But for the sake of brevity, let's just say how an earth would deal with presence, or how a wind or a water. Let's keep it to the four basics. If
all right.
Would. So that's, dive in.
You want to start with coaching presence?
Yes, let's do that.
Well, in establishing coaching presence with an earth, you want to understand that earths are comfortable with the process of gathering information. They want data, they want charts, they want information. And in order to establish their agenda and create their action plans, they have to have that. You want to, with an earth, avoid excessively enthusiastic overtures, because an earth client is likely to respond with suspicion or with skepticism. And you want to be careful using humor with an earth, because humor is a definite competency that the International Coaching Federation looks at. But with an earth, you want to use it cautiously until the relationship is well established, because if you use it prematurely or excessively, they could easily interpret that as a sign of not being taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of winds are good, might end up coaching earths.
That's true. And winds tend to be perceived often as flighty or using humor a lot and taking things lightly. Even if they're not, they may be perceived by an earth as
mm-hmm.
being that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you want to be careful as a coach in evoking strong emotion with an earth early, because it's likely to trigger quite a bit of dismay on their part, because they like to be seen as stoic, and they'll require some reassurance that emotional demonstration is okay and even desirable during change.
So with presence with an earth, it sounds like you're saying take your time.
Definitely take your time. Give them plenty of information. If they're ready to go ahead with a plan or an action, they're going to want to know a lot about how that is going to unfold for themselves, and they're going to require the time. You're right. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're thinking, whereas if you're working with a water and you're trying to establish your coaching presence, you need to be aware that a water client is more likely to respond to your mood rather than to his or her own internal mood. So when you're establishing that coaching presence and you're trying to achieve agreement on agenda and goals and actions, you want to be very aware of utilizing your coaching presence to probe for underlying resistance to any plan that was agreed upon, because the waters are going to agree. They're going to want to be, they're going to want to please their coach. And they have a tendency to, oh, yeah, sounds good, I can do that, before you've actually realized that there's an underlying resistance that they may not even be aware of.
Mm.
So you want to use your coaching presence to help that client stretch, to establish clearly defined goals, and to pay attention to their own internal desires and moods, not yours.
That is so great. I remember in our discussion about the book, you were talking about how waters are so used to saying, well, how are you feeling? And tuning into the other person. So when the table is turned and so the coach might say, how are you feeling, it throws them off their game.
It does. Sometimes, and the coach needs to be patient and wait for them to figure out how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sit mute for quite a while with a water sometimes. But that's all right.
Oh, that is terrific. Okay, how about with the winds?
Well, if you're talking to a wind, winds are, as you know, Lori, charismatic, they are enthusiastic, they are captivating conversationalists. So any interaction you have with a wind, the wind can turn into a performance, and they can make things sound good. So the trick when establishing your coaching presence with a wind, I think the challenge is to stay present, enjoy the interaction, but don't let the wind seduce you into their own drama.
That is so true. This is just this one slice, Jackie. And I'm thinking of parents with children and teachers with students and spouses and managers with teams. I mean, just
yeah. Well, as you know, I work in the schools a lot of the time, and I use it with teachers for them to be able to use it with their students, especially in some of the behavior management issues, and it's just a treasure.
Oh, imagine. So let's talk about presence with a fire.
Talk about a fire. Well, fires tend to approach a relationship, any relationship, a personal one, a professional one, a business one, in terms of what that relationship can do for them. That's good. That's all good. Just be aware of it. And when establishing a coaching presence with the fire client, you want to avoid at all cost a power struggle. Now, you want to avoid that as a coach with any client, but a fire client is more likely to invite you into a power struggle. And if you're aware of that, you can just avoid it smooth as silk.
This is just profound. All right, so you pick another competency.
Oh, let's see. How about direct communication?
I like that one.
All right. And when I talk about direct communication, I'm really talking about, and the ISVF talks about the ability to communicate effectively and to use the language that has the greatest positive impact on the client session, and to use the language that has the greatest positive impact on the client. So we're going to be talking about language.
Okay.
And we'll start with an earth.
Right.
Earths benefit from reframing, and the use of metaphor as a coaching skill can be really effective with helping an earth take a new perspective, because taking a new perspective, shifting a paradigm, is difficult for an earth. And if you're using them, you want to use metaphors that are concrete, easy to visualize. And some of the good word choices for an earth are these: firm, solid, foundational, balance, reliable, consistent, long-term, substantive, resources, judicious. Those words, if used by the coach, reassure the client. The coach understands their perspective, can help them take a shift safely.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really so powerful sometimes. Words to avoid with an earth are anything that suggests confusion, haphazardness, impulsivity, or randomness.
They hate that.
They do. You're working with a water client, and you're conscious of direct communication. You want to avoid any sense of potential conflict or disharmony, because harmony is critical to waters. The invitation to a water to share deeper perspective or intuition or thoughts may need to be framed indirectly at first, or issued several times until your water client feels safe doing so. Direct questioning early in the relationship, like you said a while ago, when you're dealing with the water, just may cause them to freeze up, shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of have to start over. But the vocabulary that reflects a water's values are words like harmony, compassion, reflection, flexibility, balance, teamwork. Another one they like is clarification. That makes them feel reassured.
In the early terms
with the water, you want to avoid concepts that suggest speed or impulsivity or radical departure, that kind of thing.
We just got the 90-second warning. I told you this was going to go
oh,
so
goodness.
Fast.
Working with a water, with a wind, I'll just go right into words. They like words,
yeah, we've got
fun, excitement, novelty, optimism, adventure, new horizons.
I'm going to have to interject here. What we really need to do is a webinar, I can see, because the depth of your knowledge is so profound. And we're, again, the download is for each blend, not only just the basics, but the blends. And people can find this at our website, lauriebethjones.com. And you go to the web store and click on digital downloads, and it is $49. And let me tell you, if you had Jackie's insights on 11 of these core competencies, how effective of a communicator and a leader and a coach you would be. So, Jackie, definitely we need to do the webinar.
I think it'd be a blast.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for your time. Thank you all for listening tonight. And, again, please go to LauriBethJones.com. Find out all the exciting things we are doing, and Jackie is a huge part of that. Jackie, blessings to you. Thank you so much again.
My pleasure, Lori.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.